Welcome to this custom deep dive, crafted exactly for you. We are two independent tech journalists, and if you follow this space, you probably know we are longtime fans of the Birds Nerds brand.
Yeah, huge fans.
Right, so today our mission is unpacking some notes from their recent piece called The Persona Protocol. We wanted to figure out how to stop settling for that that generic beige AI text and get expert-level results instead.
Because the craftsmanship really does speak for itself there.
Absolutely. Okay, let's unpack this, because the author uses an analogy right out of the gate that hits close to home. They say relying on amateur prompts is like walking into that great local coffee spot over in Bay Park.
Oh, love that place.
Right. You order their best roast, but they hand you a lukewarm cup of instant coffee.
Yeah, I mean, technically coffee, but completely uninspired. And what's fascinating here is the underlying mechanics of why that happens. You already understand basic prompting. But when you treat tools like Claude or Gemini as a general purpose everything machine, the algorithm just defaults to the statistical average of its training data.
So you are mathematically guaranteed a general purpose answer.
Exactly. To get those pro level instructions, you have to think of an LLM not as a supercomputer, but as a really talented yet slightly confused intern.
I love that. Like, if you ask for a social post, they will write it, but they don't know if they should sound like a buttoned-up corporate lawyer or a laid-back lifestyle blogger.
Right, which ties right into Matt Bird's whole guiding philosophy behind the project.
Intelligent design. Human execution.
Precisely. You have to give the AI a definitive job title first.
But wait, doesn't locking it into a strict job title actually limit its creativity? Aren't we boxing it in too much?
That is the counterintuitive part. Boxing it in is exactly what makes the output better. This is the Persona Protocol. It is a formula that filters that massive database, starting with the first pillar, the role, or the who.
So altering how it predicts the next word.
Yeah. Yes, forcing the model to weigh industry vocabulary higher than generic filler. So instead of just saying, write an email, you say, you are an expert customer success manager with 10 years of SaaS experience.
Okay. But is just being a SaaS manager enough? Because a manager at a giant tech conglomerate sounds way different from one at a startup.
Spot on. And that brings us to the second pillar, which is context, or the where. You ground the AI in a specific reality to avoid that faceless corporation vibe.
Like saying, we are a boutique San Diego creative agency helping small businesses.
Exactly. It is like the framing of a great photograph. Now, the neural network is filtering for an environment that is local, creative, and highly client-focused.
It gives it a literal setting. But even with a role in a setting, interns still go off the rails.
Yeah.
How do we keep the AI from going off script?
That is the third pillar. Constraint, or the how. Drawing strict operational boundaries, you tell it to use a friendly tone, keep sentences punchy, and avoid all jargon.
Explicitly telling it which patterns to ignore.
Yes, which tightens up the final output dramatically.
So we have role, context, and constraint. Connecting this to the bigger picture for real-world businesses, how does this actually change the day-to-day workflow?
The business value is massive because it completely transforms your editing process. Use highly specific personas for different tasks, like telling it to act as a senior full-stack engineer focusing on clean architecture.
Or my personal favorite, the tough critic.
Yes. You instruct the AI to act as a skeptical tech investor, hand it your project proposal, and ask it to find the three biggest logical flaws that might make a client walk away.
By front-loading that heavy context, you get immediate high-level feedback instead of basic grammar checks.
And that frees up your mental energy for the actual creative work. It transforms AI from a tool that merely works into a tool that truly works for you.
That is such a fundamental shift in how we approach these tools. So, thinking about your own daily routine, what specific jobs and constraints could you assign to your own digital assistants today to streamline your tasks?
Now that you know the Persona Protocol, the possibilities are pretty much endless.
Definitely. And you should absolutely visit birdsnerds.com to see the visual portfolio for yourself. The craftsmanship really speaks for itself.
Oh, absolutely. And visit Matt's AI portfolio at mattbroods.com too. But before we go, this whole thing leaves us with a pretty ironic thought to ponder.
What is that?
Well, if giving a machine a strictly defined boundary and an artificial persona is what actually produces warmer, more tailored, and more human results.
Does it suggest that true authenticity in our own human communication relies just as much on clearly defining our own boundaries and context?